Therapists and other professional helpers have evolved many variants of facilitation for the myriad of situations in which individuals or groups get stuck and need help. What different forms of facilitation have in common is the need for a third party and a process for creating a container, a diffused context, and a cultural island within which the third parties can use their own behaviors and interventions to help the parties move forward. There are also many kinds of theories of how to do this, and there are many kinds of group problems that the different facilitators work with, so it becomes important to identify what is different in Kahane's approach and why that difference is important in today's complex, conflicted, and interdependent world. What is different in this audiobook? First, the author's vast experience as the third party working with groups that have become seriously stuck is unique both in what he has accomplished and in his ability to tell the story in a way that enables others to understand and appreciate the importance of his particular approach to facilitation. Second, the book shows that facilitating is not just the clever interventions introduced by the consultant at a group meeting, but can and often must be a multi-year process of one or more consultants partnering with stakeholders to build trust and openness, and then organizing safe places for the parties to face one another, get to know one another, and build enough trust to be able to move forward together. All this requires innovation, experimentation, and agility to identify and remove the barriers to transformation. Third, the facilitation that is described here deals not only with groups stuck in product development or marketing problems, but also with ones embedded in deep political and economic conflicts that have historical roots and therefore have created strong resistance to even getting together, much less trusting one another enough to allow a third party to get involved. And fourth, Kahane's transformative facilitation is a great exemplar of bringing forward two aspects of Kurt Lewin's philosophy of foundational social change. Working on important social issues where getting groups unstuck is essential, and doing so with a model of experiential learning in which teacher or facilitator and student or client creatively combine their roles as needed to get unstuck. This kind of work in the late 1940s initially grew out of the human relations labs held in Bethel, Maine, and in the Tavistock Clinic in the UK, and was combined with the important work of futurists such as Don Michael. Many of the interventions that were launched in those 1 or 2 week labs evolved into multi-year projects within global organizations and communities. They all had in common what was then labeled action research, in which intervention was almost always defined as a shared process between the client system and the third-party interveners. We now take experiential learning for granted and have forgotten not only how new this model is, but also how much we need it more than ever in resolving deep conflicts. This book will be an important exemplar of applying aspects of experiential learning philosophy to our current global problems, especially the problem of multinational competition around the issue of what to do about the imminent danger of climate change to human survival. The stories that Kahane tells us make us realize how much third-party intervention has evolved. In the transformative facilitation model described in this audiobook, we see elements of what we learned in the research on group dynamics and in my process consultation, Senge's learning organization, Heifetz's adaptive leadership, the open systems emphasis and spirit of inquiry that launched experiential learning in the early labs and is again being reaffirmed in Bush and Marshak's dialogic organization development and most recently in Sharmer's Theory U. This history of the field invites us to think of transformative facilitation as a far broader and deeper set of practices rather than a single formulaic facilitation method. What makes this book so powerful is that in a concise and beautifully presented model, Kahane brings all of this together. The Kahane model moves us forward in a significant way from just describing a consultant's interactive skills in dealing with clients to offering an in-depth overview of facilitation as the creation and management of new social systems and cultural